Explosions lit up the Iranian sky overnight after B-1 bombers dropped 2,000-pound bunker buster bombs on an ammunition depot in the city of Isfahan.
We had 200 dynamic strikes alone. A dynamic target is one that changes while you're in the air because of improved intelligence. 200 dynamic strikes alone, in addition to the pre-planned targets.
And as another aircraft carrier pushed off from Virginia, headed to the Mideast, President Trump lashed out at European allies who he says haven't done enough to help reopen the Strait of Hormuz to oil tanker traffic. Start learning how to fight for yourself, he wrote. In a phone call with CBS News, Trump added that if the Europeans want oil, come and grab it. I'm not a gatekeeper for them. They weren't there for us. U.S. gas prices are up more than 35% since the war began. Trump told me they'll drop when we leave, when it's over. More than 30 days into the war, Iran, too, continues to strike back, hitting Israel and several Gulf states overnight. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth acknowledged Iran's capabilities are weakened, but not destroyed.
The upcoming days will be decisive. Iran knows that, and there's almost nothing they can militarily do about it. Yes, they will still shoot some missiles, but we will shoot them down.
A new warning today from Iran. Its Revolutionary Guard Corps is threatening to attack the Middle East offices of American tech firms Wednesday night if Iranian leadership continues to be targeted by airstrikes. 18 companies were singled out, including Oracle, Microsoft, Apple, and Google.